Maeve Sheehy, who is surviving at the Congress, what's going on? Maeve, I can't imagine what the body language is in the halls. Give us just a vignette of what it's like standing outside the door as Republicans caucus.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of that this week. They were meeting basically all day yesterday, you know, starting at 9 and ending well past 10 p.m. So you're seeing a lot of people sitting on the floor. It's kind of like one of my colleagues compared it to an airport after all the flights have been delayed.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit frustrating, and you don't really know when it's going to end. But it does seem we now have, you know, a pick for Republicans for speaker. So we'll see what
happens. Right, we'll get to that. That's the serious stuff. We'll get to that in a moment. When they're in meetings that long, do they order out pizza on the taxpayer's dollar?
They get pizza, or sometimes they get other food. I think last night they actually had spaghetti, so kind of an interesting choice for a meeting.
Famiglia rings the register.
We got that. So, Maeve, is there any reason to believe Representative Mike Johnson can get any more support than any of the previous potential speakers?
There are better signs for Mike Johnson than there were for the previous ones. Last night they did a roll call. There were a lot of members missing, and there were only a few present votes and no votes. So that looks pretty good for Mike Johnson. We'll see what happens when they go to the floor today. They're expecting a vote around noon, but we'll see what happens then. But things are looking up for him compared to how they were for Scalise or Jordan or even yesterday.
To be clear here, and to inform on the Louisiana politician, you know, he's had an interesting Louisiana trek to the House. Is he part of the strident far-right Republican group? Is he on speaking terms with Mr. Jordan of Ohio?
Yeah, he's kind of on speaking terms with everyone, which is pretty much his best asset right now. He is very socially conservative, even more so than McCarthy, and he has good relationships with the Freedom Caucus, but he also is kind of a pragmatic procedural guy. He's kind of a policy wonk, and that gets him in with some of the more moderate members. So he has both of those kind of locked down because he's made those relationships in the conference. And probably more importantly, he doesn't have a ton of enemies, which is what we've seen sinking people in the past.
So we've seen former President Trump come out on social media yesterday strongly supporting Mike Johnson. Overall, on the floor, when we get to a vote, is that endorsement a positive or not so much?
It's probably seen as a positive. I mean, we've seen that just because Trump endorses somebody doesn't mean that they're going to get it. He endorsed Jordan, and Jordan failed on the floor. But Trump also can really tank a nomination if he wants to. I mean, yesterday he said some things about Tom Emmer that weren't too positive, and after that, we very very shortly we saw Emmer drop out. So Trump isn't necessarily the deciding factor, but he is pretty important to the party.
It is surveillance, and it's Gloom Wednesday. Maeve, what happens if Mr. Johnson isn't voted in? What's like the next silliness?
There could be a couple of different things. He could call for another vote. He could go back to conference.
So he can do what Jordan does, like three times.
He could do that, yeah. Or he could say, do what Emmer did and say, it's not going to happen for me. And they would have to choose a different speaker designate.
How about the speaker pro tem?
Listen to you.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to me. I've been reading
Latin
in on this.
Duke,
Any sense that there's any support for making that a little bit more permanent, at least to kind of get through some of the next several months?
There definitely is some support for that. There have been different members who have floated that, although among Republicans, there's, you know, a lot of like far right opposition to that idea. If Mike Johnson can't get the votes on the floor today, I would expect a lot more discussion of that just because, you know, they've been through four different options. And if none of those can get in, then, you know, people are basically thinking it might be time to empower McHenry because he's right now only the acting speaker pro tem.
Maeve, one final question. I hate to talk about legislation, but the notes this morning, and particularly Greg Villiers, is about funding Israel and Ukraine. And it's not just about a fractured House, it's also about the Senate. Are our listeners going to see action on Israel and Ukraine anytime soon?
We could. There's a lot of support for Israel and Ukraine in the Senate. On the House side, there's a little bit more division on Ukraine. There are a lot of Republicans who say that if there is aid for Ukraine, it needs to come with a lot of conditions and it needs to come with a lot of answers on what we're doing there. So we could potentially see that. There's a lot of support around Israel, but, you know, there are some hurdles for it.
Maeve, thank you so much. Maeve Sheehy with us. Unenviable. She's sitting on the floor outside caucuses,
exactly,
eating Italian.